Right, we've been hearing news that the leading businessman, Lord Ballyedmond, Eddie Hawkey, was among the four people killed in a helicopter crash in England last night. His company, Norbrook Laboratories in Newry, employs up to 1,000 people here. I'm joined on the line now by MLA for South Down, Jim Wells. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Sad news, this.
This is a devastating blow to Newry, South Down, and indeed a much wider area. You can't exaggerate the importance of Eddie Hawkey to the regeneration of Newry. I first was elected to represent Newry in 1982, and it was always a competition between Newry and Strabane as to which was the most deprived part of Europe in terms of unemployment. Well, Eddie Hawkey single-handedly turned that round and made Newry the relative prosperous city it is at the moment. He really pulled Newry up by the bootstraps single-handedly, and his loss is a terrible blow to the economy and to the people of the area.
You've known him for quite a while. What type of man was he?
He was a workaholic. He was one of the most driven men I've ever met. He never seemed to know when to relax. He just worked constantly. And he spotted a gap in the market. And Eddie was a self-made man. He started out selling veterinary pharmaceuticals from the back of a van. He then went off to America and gained knowledge in a four-year period and then came back and formed Norbrook and employed over 1,000 people in Newry and, of course, 1,700 worldwide. And he just spotted a niche in the market and went for it and worked at it 24/7. And many, many people in Newry are extremely grateful for his entrepreneurial spirit, because without him, I don't know where the city would be.
He wasn't in the media spotlight a lot, but fairly well known in political circles.
Yes, he's very unusual. He's the only person to have been a member of the Senate in the Irish Republic and the House of Lords. And, you know, his contribution to economic development was such that he was a shoe-in for both. His skills were so much in demand. He also was very generous to local charities. This is something you don't hear about. And he gave generously to many deserving causes. And he was a pillar of society. But yes, strangely, not a particularly politically motivated are the type of guy who tried to grab publicity. He was quite a reserved man to some extent, but clearly, you know, he made his mark on Newry, and Newry's very much the poor without him.
And then, Jim, just finally, we've heard the other sad news today that Tony Benn has died.
Yes, I'd have to say I wouldn't have agreed with very much of what Tony Benn said politically, but I'd have to admit that he was a great parliamentarian. You can always gauge how good an orator someone was by when their name went on the television screen at Westminster. If people poured in to hear him, then he was a good orator. If they poured out, well, then he clearly wasn't up to the mark. And people walked into the chamber to hear Tony Benn speak. I never actually met the man, though I knew his son Hillary quite well, who was the Overseas Development Minister. But he made his mark, and no matter what you think about his politics, he was one of the great parliamentarians of this last 100 years, and certainly I liked to listen to him, but I didn't like often what he said.
Okay, Jim Wells, thank you very much indeed.